Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is a first in a while. I'm recording on GarageBand. By the way, folks, it's just me tonight. I've been meaning to do this for a while, but you know what? Life's been getting in the way. I know training camps are going on. The season's right around the corner. Like, if you're listening to this tonight or whenever, we are, as I'm recording on Monday, August 9th, we're officially 31 days until the regular season kicks off. 31 days. It is my favorite time of the year. It is football season. I'm literally sitting in a lazy boy with my MacBook on my lap, microphone to my left, my microphone, the one you've seen on Zoom, Skype, etc. I'm here just to talk and give thanks because this is episode number 99 of YWC Football Talk. About a year and a half ago, not even, almost 2 years ago, I was always like at work and stuff, and I'd be like listening to various football podcasts. Like, part of my take, even though I know it's not a football podcast, but very football oriented. Pro Football Talk with Mike Florio, Chris Sims. Even I'm getting into more football podcasts now, trying to get to know as much about the game as I can. And I was always talking to myself while I was at work. I know it sounds super weird, but it's just what I was doing. And then, like, as they would say something, I'd have my opinion, and I usually ramble off, or I'll do it in the car because, like, I'm a weirdo. And eventually I'm like, you know what? Why don't I do a podcast? Why don't I have a platform and an avenue to talk football? I remember 18 or 19, Alex Lorenzo and I did a random football podcast. Nothing came off of it. It was when I had my No Holds Barred days with TJ, where him and I would just talk wrestling and other shit, and then it didn't really go anywhere. But then this was different. YWC Football Talk was different. YWC Football Talk has given me an avenue, and it's led me to meet so many fantastic people. So many fantastic people. And especially too, during a global pandemic, which we're still in. This podcast has given me new light. It's given me a door in the football world, in the football Twitter world, hell, the fantasy football Twitter world. I've interviewed, I've had a former CFL player, Davis Sanchez, on, who currently works at TSN covering the CFL. Eddie McNamara, diehard Cleveland Browns fan from Rogers Sportsnet. Austin Gale of Pro Football Focus. The pro football guru himself, Russell Baxter. Keegan Stiefel, Pat Lane, Ryan Spagnoli of Pat's Pulpit and the Patriots Nation podcast. All three of them have come on here numerous times, and I plan on them coming on again in the near future because they've become like friends and colleagues. Gabby Hurlbut of Boston Balling, and even two friends, Phil, Alex, Matt, Bobby Gross, Big Rat, and then guys who I had known, who were always a part of the YWC, but I had never talked to or even met in person, like Danny, Markeem, Matt Beast, also to shout out Miguel, who was on here in the early days, Brenton Harrison. Very first guest was Brenton Harrison. Him and I like just came on and did it to talking, and then episode two I did by myself because when the Patriots lost their wild card game, and then Phil came on with the very first hot take of the Ravens will beat the Ravens would lose to the Titans, in the divisional round, and it came true, and he still hangs on to that. And then even other takes of, like, Big Rat saying something on their Christmas show, which was still to this day, Big Rat, Danny, Matt Beast, Phil, and I all talking for like almost 2 hours, and that's where that take really got solidified with Big Rat of Cleveland will beat the New York Jets, or lose to the New York Jets in Week 16, because Danny was always saying, no, that's not the game to worry about, but in reality it was, because the Jets ended up beating the Browns, and that cost them the first overall pick. There's just so much. Like, I know I could go on here and talk for days. I could talk for hours, talk about training camp news and notes, but there's like, there is stuff to report on, but at the same time too, This is more of a sentimental episode. This is for me just to look back on, reflect, just talk about everything that's been football oriented. For those of you who have rolled on here once, also too, for example, another like this show has brought me down avenues to fans of teams who I despise, like Justin Penick from TalkingGiants.com, Joe Miller the third from the Buffalo Ramblings, someone from Bills Mafia has been on here two times. When I started this, I never thought I would talk to a Bills fan. But you know what? On here twice, I was talking to him again. He's going to be making his return very soon before the season starts because I just want to get people's takes and opinions and perspectives on their teams, because that's what this podcast has led me down, this rabbit hole of it's not always about your team. You got to look at it through a 32-team lens. I have talked to Danny about the Jets. I've talked to Big Rat about the Dolphins. Bobby about his Eagles, Alex Larson about his Seahawks, Miguel about the Raiders, Lorenzo's about the Giants, Harrett Britton about the Cowboys, Phil obviously about the Patriots, Marquis about his Eagles and college football, Sports Dude Jordan Hines, the Sports Dude Hines show about his Bengals, and then obviously I've had my Patriots talk with Gabby, with Pat, with Ryan Spagnoli, with Keegan. I talked prospects with Austin Gale, who's, like I said before, from PFF. Andy McNamara and I talking about fantasy and just breaking down fantasy advice. And the fact, too, that he is so willing to come on here and just talk and just give me his time, where I'm just a kid with a microphone. I know I say I'm a kid, but at the end of the day, I am. I'm still a very young guy. I'm 27 years old. So for all of this just to come into perspective in full circle, and also, too, when I talk to someone and they have a verified check next to their name, and I'm just a schlub with 400 followers, it means a lot. It seriously does. And I also got to give another shout-out to Randy Osga, who is the biggest fan. I'm pretty sure he's listened to all 98 episodes leading up to this one. He sometimes will tweet me, sometimes he won't. But you know what? This episode is literally about reflections. This episode is literally about, why did I start the podcast? It's because, look, I love hockey. I'm a goalie. It's the sport I still actively play besides golf, but I suck at golf. That's another subject. Excuse me. But with football is that one sport that it is a never-stopping train. Now, I know I've taken time off here, and there's been times where I haven't recorded, and then there's been times like this past May where I took a month off from recording. I recorded on May 12th with Pat Lane, and then I recorded again in June with Keegan, which I'm actually in a temporary studio right now because I'm in the process of moving. So coming this fall, but when the football season starts, I will be in a brand new studio, aka my new bedroom. So with all that, you're going to get firsthand perspectives of things I want to do. I've got stuff planned for the fall that I'm excited for. I'm going to be making sure to do two a week. I'm going to do a recap episode and a predictions episode every time. Big Rad and I are going to be on here, if we can make the timings work out, for every single Daniel Jones primetime game. Because it happened last year on accident. Now we're going to make it a thing. And also, too, one thing I want to do as well is I am going to come on here and discuss every single Patriots game. Win, lose, blowout win, blowout loss, because they are going to happen. I am going to come on here and give you raw reactions. I'm going to get a ring light. I'm going to have my mic. I may be watching football while I'm doing it. I may be in my other room. And then while, say for example, the week one game, Patriots-Dolphins, it's at 425. I may do the recording for the video while the Bears and Dolphins game is on. I want to get you folks involved. I may even look into doing something as simple as streaming on Twitch, where I watch a random NFL game, like the week one Ravens versus Raiders game. The Monday Night Football game, where I literally am in my house and then I just watch it, where you can come along and watch it and just interact with me. I'm going to get more into the betting world, because in 2020 I was just getting my feet wet with betting. Now I have a better understanding and grasps of spreads, of over-unders. And for people saying, oh, look at this guy, it's just I've just never done it before. And then I slowly am getting more into it to where I know what I'm talking about, because I just don't want to be blindly saying things. Because for as much as I love to win money, I want to help you folks win money. I want to help give back. I want to shoot further. Episode 102 is going to be the next episode coming out. Believe me, I have done a lot behind the scenes for it. You are going to be floored when you see. It is the most packed episode ever. I have so many people coming on the show. I'm not going to give away too much details. I'm just going to let you know that a lot of past guests are coming back to talk football. I'm not going to go into any more. Even to, I just realized I have a professional wrestling manager, Jared Skillbright, the trust fund approved manager on this show. That's a high honor. But no, I'm just like, also too, I'm going to be on TikTok a lot too with this. I know TikTok's an app that some people like kind of scoff at or whatever, but I'm going to be on there each week. Last year I did predictions and everyone's saying, you should do bets, you should do spreads, you should do over-unders. You know what? This year I'm going to do it. So every week leading up into the season, I'm going to be, not every week leading up to the season, I'm going to be doing predictions for the standings too, that apart from, I do have the AFC and NFC shows. Guests are confirmed and in place for those. Those will be recording towards the end of August, but a week out before the season. I may even bank them and then release them staggered. But for the actual football season itself, I'm going to be giving 3 to 4 games a week. I may do, if I do 4, I'm going to do 2 spread picks I like, and I'm going to do 2 over-unders I like. And I'm going to help you win money. And I'm also going to advise you right now, please bet responsibly. I'm not going to be out here saying, hey, bet $100 like this. Bet what you can afford to lose. That's what I'm going to be doing. I may bet $10, I may bet $20, I may bet $25. Hell, I may even get risky and go $50. But literally the way I look at it is, be comfortable losing the money. Don't regret it. If you lose it, you can just take it, like take a punch. It's like taking a punch in the arm. It's going to hurt, but you know what? The pain's going to go away. Don't want to get punched in the face with that. But I wanted to come on here, just like I said, this is my episode to give thanks. I'm a part of episode 100. My role in it is going to be not this. I'm going to say thanks once again in that episode, because when I look back on it, a year ago at this time, I was at episode, I want to say, I don't even know if I was in the 20s yet, believe it or not. Like, since I hit episode 50 right before Christmas, and this time last year, I was at, let's just get a roll here. It is August 9th, and I did a break, so I was July 25th, and then I did August 25th. I've done 80 episodes this year. That is something that requires a lot of time and commitment. I know I'm sounding like, oh my God, I can't believe making this. No, I love doing this. I know this podcast lately has been a little quiet. I know after the break, like, it was here and there. And also, too, I want to give another shout out to Tommy Stout. Oh my God, I can't believe I missed him. Oh, Tommy. Tommy's been on here a few times to talk about his Bears. You know, just like we did the Day and Night Bear Down podcast. Go listen to it. Had Danny on to talk about his Jets. So that's what I mean. I'm opening my portfolio. I'm going down rabbit holes I never thought I would go down. I'm talking to people who I never thought I would talk to. I have DM'd so many sports personalities and I've heard no's. And then sometimes I message people and they say, yes, absolutely. I love to come on and touch at. Like, even with Andy, we were talking about something else and I just said, hey, I have a football podcast. And he said, DM me, let's figure something out. Andy now has been on, I think, at least 5 or 6 times. That is just wild. It is wild to me. So if you listen to this for 30 seconds, if you listen to the episodes that have been 2 hours, the whole thing, if you listen to like a second, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. This podcast has been, it's my baby. I am being serious when I say that. This podcast is like my child. This is something I take care of. This is something I put a lot of effort and passion into. Now I know, will I be a professional podcaster? Well, you know what? I could live off of this. Probably not. That's not going to stop me. This was 99. This was episode 99. I know it's not that long, but you know what? A lot of people like it like that. Not that long. Don't be nasty. What I mean by that is you lose interest in people. You want to keep people. So I just want to keep everything short. This is like my Hall of Fame speech. Because obviously I know 150 and 200, those are milestones I want to hit, but those aren't to me as big. And what I mean by that is 100 is a big freaking deal. 100 is, holy crap, look at what this kid's done. 100 is, you stuck with it. 100 is, you did something. And you know what? Throughout all my time of this, I've learned so much. I have developed so much more passions for the game. I have a better understanding of the game of football. It's like David Baker says when he knocks on the door, when he says, for everything you do for the game, for every one of us who love the game, that's why I do this podcast. Because I love this game. I love Sundays from September to February. I love watching a meaningless Monday night game for fantasy football implications. I love watching my Patriots play every single week. I love the theater. I love the passion. I love the drama. I love the fact that football brings out no other sport in the world brings out as much emotion for one game is football. Like with hockey, the Leafs could lose a game. The Raptors could lose a game. You shake it off, you have the next one. When the Patriots lose, it sucks. I do not like it. Now I know I'm lucky to be a Patriots fan. Like, look, I picked my team when I was eight. Every eight-year-old picks a good team. It's like when you play a video game. You're going to, when you play the season, you want to win the chip. You're going to make it, you can make it challenging on yourself if you want. Now, I'm the guy that makes it easy. But with football, I just want to go back to why I love this game. I just always loved on Sundays. My girlfriend knows, bless her heart, I love her so much, that football is my life. Football is a passion of mine. Football is not just another sport to watch. Like with all the other sports where it's like 82 or even baseball's case, 162. You can miss a game. It personally pains me, even when if I'm late to watch a game. If I have to miss the start of the game, if I have to miss a game, it sucks. I don't like it. But you know what? Football is unlike any other. When they say football is family, they mean it. Everyone who's been on this podcast, I consider a part of the podcast family. I may never meet half of the people that I record with. But you know what? The fact that they're always willing to come on when I message them to come on, another shout I got to give is Joe Provost. If I miss any of you, I dearly apologize. But you know what? I'm just getting started. This podcast isn't going anywhere. I have a few tricks up my sleeves. You know what? Hey, maybe after a while, everything may need to change. Maybe it gets a new name. Maybe it gets a new look. Maybe I go somewhere. Maybe I get a sponsorship deal. Who knows? But for now, that is it. That's all I have to say. That is episode 99 of YWC Football Talk. The hundreds are going to be even better than the first 100. So thank you to listening. Thank you for all the support. And thank you to every single person who has come on this podcast for the last 18 months. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You have no idea how much this means for a simple kid from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, watching a game where there's not even a team in my country. And for a kid who cheers for a team from a sports city that everyone in my city hates. Because that's just me. I'm going to continue to do me. It's as simple as that. Well, anyway, folks, like I said before, that is it. I know I said that's it before, but this is it. This is it. I am done. Episode 100 is a special. It's a passion project. It's not just another episode of YWC Football Talk. You'll see more and hear more when it comes out. It'll be coming out very soon. And then next week, episode 101, I already got the guests lined up and rolling, rocking and rolling. Just got to get dates figured out, but 101, 102, 103, and beyond. That's it. So with anyway, folks, here's to the next 100 episodes of YWC Football Talk, and that it's going to do it for double digits. Thank you.
Do, Did, Will, the Story of People podcast is now available on the Crier Media Network. The first 5 episodes are here and feature some incredible guests that fit into one or all 3 of those categories. Ready? Tara Sloan from the San Jose Sharks, Undercurrent podcast at NBC Sports. Marianne Iveson from Iveson Voice and the Let's Take This Outside podcast to talk about the world of outdoors as well as voiceover land. Ariana Hunsicker, future Canadian Paralympic swimmer, already winning tons of awards for this country. Scott McGregor from the Hot Wallet podcast to dumb down the world of crypto, Bitcoin, and NFTs so you don't have to. And Jackie Holowaty from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, the first net zero carbon certified arena on the planet. Wherever you get your pods, wherever you watch your pods, and on the Crier Media Network.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.